North Carolina came up just short of a federal deadline to clear certain parts of its food stamp backlog. State Secretary of Health and Human Services Aldona Vosch announced this morning that there are still 25 food stamp applications or renewals left. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk joins us now. Michael, put that 25 number into perspective.
It means the state did, in fact, come up short of a demand from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which oversees the food stamp program, but it is a massive improvement from about 3 weeks ago when there were more than 20,000 food stamp applications that had significant delays. Many of those were pending for more than 3 months.
So how did the state get through so many of them so quickly?
By getting state and county employees to work insane hours. Some in Mecklenburg County have been working from 5 in the morning until 9 at night. And health officials in every county I reached out to say their employees have worked overtime.
Does that stop now?
Well, the problem's built up because of an online system called NCFAST the state rolled out last year, and that system still has glitches. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has given North Carolina basically a final deadline to get all the problems under control. That deadline is March 31st, and here's what Secretary Vosch said this morning about what it'll take to get there.
We are still on that same labor-intensive schedule till we get through the 31st, through the next hurdle.
And here's the thing. NCFAST is the system our state is planning to use for all kinds of public assistance. Food stamps are only the first step.
So what's to stop there from being another crisis when the entire Medicaid program gets rolled in?
I haven't heard a good answer to that yet. Secretary Vosch and other health leaders just say we'll work as much as we need to.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thank you.
Thanks.